Unit 6. Exercise 4.
If we're thinking about raising capital in overseas markets, the reporting requirements of those markets are obviously important. I've summarised some of the major points on this slide. Let's go through them briefly.
1.
It may be possible to measure all of these at their fair value, which would allow the recognition of unrealised gains.
2.
This may have been developed completely separately from the accounting systems and may provide considerable opportunities for taxation planning.
3.
Typical of these is the profit and loss account.
4.
This can be acquired or self-generated. Of course, it may have to be recognised as an asset if certain criteria are met.
5.
Here, we're talking about things which we don't actually own. They go back to their owners after a certain amount of time. They require different disclosure in the balance sheet, and the GAAP of different countries can require different classification, normally finance or operating.
6.
The methods used to measure this can vary considerably. The normal ones are FIFO, which means first in, first out, LIFO, last in, first out, or average cost, which is somewhere between the two. All give a different value for what we hold.